Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. It's quarter number four, brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. And they're kicking off another week of action by giving all new customers a can't-miss offer. Listen to this. You bet just $1 on any football game this week and receive $150 in free bets instantly. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Make sure to use code KSN. That's code KSN at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino, see DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. We have no gambling problem here because we've been following our next guest, Dustin Schutte, over the last several weeks. Dustin is from SaturdayTradition.com, the website for all things Big Ten sports. By the way, you could catch everything from Saturday Tradition on our app. There's a nice button for it. And I always have Dustin pick three games for us. I just want to let you know, Dustin, you are 7-4-1 on the season. Congratulations, my friend.
Yes, and I'm not even taking a percentage or any cuts or anything. So this is good. I'm just doing it for fun. It's you know, I'm glad that I don't have a losing record. That's my biggest fear when I make these picks. So I'm happy with where I am right now, and hopefully I can keep it going.
No pressure on you, but I believe our listeners are beginning to depend on you, Dustin. So don't feel any heat. But I believe that's the case. Anyway, let's start by taking a look back on your picks from last week and the week in the Big Ten. Let's start with the biggest game. It was Wisconsin-Notre Dame. You thought 6 points that Wisconsin was favored by was too many. You were right. Boy, were you right. Notre Dame in that fourth quarter ended up blowing Wisconsin out.
Yeah, I mean, we saw for three quarters of that game really what I thought we were going to see, and that was a defensive battle. I didn't think either offense had really proven much. But I think what we got in that fourth quarter was the fact that Wisconsin still has questions to answer at the quarterback position. We don't know. I mean, we do know. Graham Mertz right now is not a very good quarterback. Their running backs aren't as good as they've been in the past. The offensive line doesn't look great. And when you look at the competition that Wisconsin still has to play, they've got to play a lot of good teams in the Big Ten. I have some serious concerns about Wisconsin, and I don't know the last time I have mentioned those two things in the same sentence. Wisconsin is usually, I mean, even when they're bad, they're good. And so this year, to see them at 1-2, they played well against Penn State. They still had some issues in that Eastern Michigan game offensively. You thought that they'd play better in this type of atmosphere at Soldier Field against a good Notre Dame team, but the defense clearly cannot carry this team. It's just not as good as we thought. And then offensively, when you turn the ball over, when you can't move the ball, when you have trouble inside the red zone, it's going to result in some disaster plays, and that's what we saw. I'm just curious to know when Paul Christ makes a change, or if he makes a change at quarterback. Do we see Chase Wolf or Danny Vandenboom, which is a great name, by the way. But we'll see if we see one of those guys in these next couple weeks, because Wisconsin has some serious issues under center right now.
And Dustin, just a corollary to your when they're bad, they're still good. I'll say when they're good, the quarterback usually is still bad or not or very average. A game manager. Wasn't Mertz supposed to change all of that?
Yeah, he came in as the four-star quarterback, and I don't remember the game he played in, the All-America Bowl or the Army All-America Bowl, whatever it was, and he had like four or five touchdown passes. And he was supposed to be kind of that next Russell Wilson type, you know. Wisconsin had been all right with some of the guys that they had under center, you know, Alex Hornibrook and Jack Cohn and some of the guys preceding them. But he was supposed to change that. He was supposed to open up the field. He was supposed to be the guy that could hit him on the deep ball, who could stretch the field. And he can't complete a pass right now. It's hard to watch. And never has Wisconsin's quarterback really been a detriment to their offense. He's just kind of, he's never really been a threat, but he's never been a detriment. I dare say right now that Graham Mertz is a detriment to that offense because of the turnover issues, because of his inability to stretch the field. I mean, I just think back to last season, that game opener, season opener against Illinois, when he completed 20 of 21 passes and had 4 or 5 touchdowns. How bad was that Illinois defense to allow that to happen based on what we've seen in his time since that first game?
And boy, did that make the expectations for that guy very high among Wisconsin fans. All right, let's get to the other two games. The other one you called, Rutgers was getting 20 points against Michigan, and you even said it last week. That seems to be more about the two names, Michigan and Rutgers, than how they perform on the field.
Yeah, and the curious thing to me is I thought I was going to lose this one because the way Michigan had played in the first half, they looked like they were going to control this entire game start to finish, kind of the way they did against Northern Illinois, the way they did against Washington, the way they did against Western Michigan. But it seemed to me at some point the play calling wasn't nearly as aggressive in the second half. They kind of took their foot off the gas, which is a little bit concerning to me, and I'm sure it's concerning to Michigan fans knowing how Michigan has played in some of these big-time games, and they got some big-time opponents coming up when you still look at, you know, you still have Wisconsin, you still have Michigan State, Penn State, Ohio State on the schedule. You've got to go full throttle for four quarters. They still have some questions at the quarterback, but let's give some credit to Rutgers. This is a team that 2 years ago was enduring a 20-game or 21-game Big Ten losing streak, and now they're competing with the top dogs in the Big Ten. They won 3 games a season ago. I think they look like a team that could get to bowl eligibility, even in a loaded Big Ten East. So I was impressed with the way Rutgers was able to fight back, but at the same time, I still have some concerns about Michigan and wondering why they kind of left their foot off the throttle when I think they could have easily covered that spread.
And the last game, I'll just go real quick because you didn't win it. Michigan State was a 4.5-point favorite. They won by 3 in overtime against Nebraska. Dustin, we're just going to forget about that game and set that one aside. We'll take our 2-1 record and move on. Let's talk about some of the big games this week. And this is the first time we've got like a full Big Ten schedule. So things get a little more fun, a little more interesting. And the two teams that you mentioned that you had some concerns with, Michigan and Wisconsin, they're playing each other. This is a game that'll tell us quite a bit about both teams.
Yeah, because I think Michigan's defense is really, really good, and we've seen Wisconsin against, as I mentioned, Penn State and Notre Dame, and those teams have really, really good defenses, and the offense hasn't been able to move. So in this game, I'm just curious to know how Wisconsin plans to move the football. I think what's going to be interesting to me is I think this could be another low-scoring game, at least through three quarters, because I think Wisconsin's defense, it should be able to stop that Michigan run. I mean, for a good portion of that game, Notre Dame had 3 rushing yards. They had 3 total rushing yards when it was all said and done and still won by almost 30 points. So I think that Wisconsin can keep Michigan's run game in check. We're going to have to see more out of Cade McNamara. We need to see some playmakers at the wide receiver position from Michigan. And then, I mean, I guess it's the it really is the same thing. I throw this out there. It's like the Spider-Man meme, right? These are 2 really good defenses and 2 offenses that still have questions. Michigan has answered a few more because they have some guys in the backfield that can run the ball. They do have some playmakers. They just can't get the ball to them right now. So I really like Michigan in this game, especially with the tally being at basically a pick 'em right now. I like Michigan to get a win in this one and improve to 5-0 on the season. And we're talking about Michigan being the biggest challenger to a team like Ohio State if they win comfortably against Wisconsin next week.
And if you follow the spreads, this one was interesting because it opened at like 3.5 or 4 points, Wisconsin the favorite, and very quickly went to pick 'em. And we're pre-recording this, so God knows if it's changed even more. But I got you down for Michigan. And by the way, the over-under on that one is 44 points.
Oh, boy.
Just something for you to think about there, Dustin. I'll ask you before we finish the segment. Let's go now. Rutgers last week, we talked about them being improved. They gave Michigan all they could handle at Michigan. This week, they're at home against Ohio State. The Buckeyes are favored by 16 points. What do you see here?
Yeah, when we saw over the weekend, there were some issues on that sideline on the defensive side for Ohio State. You had Kayvon Pope, who exploded on the sideline and basically quit mid-game and had a parting message for Ohio State on Twitter that we saw, and we'll just leave it at that. We we want to keep this a kid-friendly show, right? But I still think, as well as and improved as the defense looked against Akron, that's still Akron. I mean, the good thing about Rutgers is they've been able to move the football. They play to Noah Vedral's strengths. They have a good set of running backs in the backfield. I think with some of the concerns that Ohio State has, I think that Rutgers has an opportunity to not only cover that, I think that this is going to be a four-quarter game. I think that Rutgers has an opportunity to maybe even pull off an upset. I'm not going to go as bold as to say that Rutgers will win this game. I just don't think it's without, out of the realm of possibility, because last season, you remember, that was a Ohio State team that went to the College Football Playoff National Championship game. And Rutgers, even though they got down by 30 points, they continued to scrap and claw. They got some late-game touchdowns with Ohio State's guys on the field. I mean, I really think that this is a hard-nosed, fighting Rutgers team, and I just don't see any proof of Ohio State having that explosive offense right now. Their defense has some major holes, some major question marks. Hey, if Rutgers can stay on the field and methodically move down the field and really slow this game down, I mean, I'm a believer in that chop and Greg Schiano. So I think this is a really close game. Maybe it's not a 3 or a 7-point game, but I think that this is going to be four quarters, and Ohio State fans are going to be clinging to their seats for dear life entering that fourth quarter.
All right, I've got your Rutgers pick there. And finally, the one our listeners are most interested in, Indiana. We all know how the game ended last week. They're going to show up in Happy Valley. It's a night game. I think a lot of people are thinking Penn State here. The spread is already 10.5 points. What do you think?
I've said it all season long. People probably think I'm just picking Penn State so I can keep coming on your show every week. But I've said it from the start. There are two teams I would not want to be this season in the Big Ten, and that's Indiana and Maryland, because I think Penn State has superior talent to both of those teams. And considering the way both of those games were lost on Penn State's side a season ago, I think this is a revenge game. And we heard James Franklin talk about after the win over Villanova last week, I think our guys are getting patted on the back. They're reading articles. We got to get rid of that. We got to get back to Penn State football and being hungry and playing well. I don't want to play a hungry, disciplined team like Penn State this week in a night game inside Beaver Stadium. I think Penn State covers that one easily. The other aspect of that is Indiana really hasn't looked good through the first four games of the season, so I'll go to Penn State to cover that with relative ease this week.
And I can confirm you've been talking about that game for several weeks now, and you've been on Penn State winning that one big. Thank you so much, Dustin, for being on the show. That is it for this edition. Thank you all for tuning in, and join us next time on the Keystone Kickoff Show.
DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, is kicking off another week of action by giving all new customers a can't-miss offer. Bet just $1 on any football game this week and receive $150 in free bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. That's code KSN at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.